The Director of Public Affairs at the Ghana Police Service, DSP Sifas Arthur, has described the allegations being leveled against the service by some disappointed applicants in the ongoing recruitment exercise as unfounded and baseless. He said the service has its process for recruiting personnel. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Arthur said due to the elections in 2012 and the subsequent court hearing, they could not clear the backlog. He said it is prudent to do medical screening and the other vetting to ensure that the people they are recruiting meet the criteria. DSP Arthur said the 2012 examination cannot hold since so many things can change.
The National Labour Commission has sent the Ghana Medical Association to court for the court to compel us to go back to work. I don't have any problem with that. It is their right to go to court, but the selective justice that they want to perpetrate against the medical association, that is what fascinates us, because for the Ghana Medical Association, we have had rulings emanating from their own commission, which they never enforce. If I look at the pharmacist, the allegations and the accusations are unfounded. They are all baseless. Let me take it one by one. In the year 2012, police did a recruitment exercise. And what we do is that we recruit the students, for want of a better word, in bulk, in large numbers, say 3,000, 4,000. But our training facilities are such that recruits go to training in batches. And for each batch, the duration for training is at least 6 months. And it could go to as far as 9 months. What happened in 2012 is that just a couple of batches were able to go for training. The large chunk of them was outstanding, was a kind of a backlog. But because of the 2012 election, we couldn't clear the backlog. All attention was needed for the election. We needed to focus all our personnel, all our attention, all our resources on the election. Then, after the election, you know, we had this election dispute in court the whole of 2013 up to August. And so the backlog was not able to go for training. It is only this year, August, that the administration had the resources and the time to clear the backlog. Before you become a police officer, you have to go through some processes. The recruitment processes are quite strenuous, just to ensure that we are able to scrutinize the recruits or the candidates so that we get the best of personnel to serve Mother Ghana. What you do is that you go for physical selection, during which we do body check, and then we also inspect your academic qualification, whatever document you have got for your academic qualification. Medical results mostly expire after 6 months. So the accusation that they did the medicals in 2012 and now when they call them, they say they should do the medicals again is funny, extremely funny. Because, for instance, we tested for pregnancy and other things. So if somebody tested negative for pregnancy in 2012, are we saying that if he is going in 2014 because he tested negative, so negative?
On threat of going to court, DSP Arthur said everybody has that right, so they are free to go to court.
Whatever they are going to court, we don't have any problem. They are entitled to resort to the court to seek redress. That is their prerogative. We don't have any problem. We have our processes of recruiting. If you did it 2014 and you did it 2012, go to the medical level. The point at which 13 was still going on, after which you'll be called into training, and you couldn't go that time due to some exigencies. And now we are ready after 2 years. We are calling you to go through some scrutiny to prepare you for recruitment. And you are saying that you don't understand. You don't understand why you did medicals in 2012 but couldn't go for training, and now you are ready for training.
That was the Director of Public Affairs at the Ghana Police Service, DSP Sifas Arthur.